So we've wandered down around East Street into Vancouver, along Hawfield, and dropped down into Brough Road. And we have Elizabeth Court behind us, and we look at the building of what is now Winsall Village Primary and Nursery Academy. So we rejoice in that. So this, as you were saying last time, at the last school, used to be known by another name, and Dennis Fletcher, our current parish councillor, leader of parish council, was head teacher down here. What do we know about Bendoak?
Yeah, well, really, it was built originally because the population of Winsall grew so much in the 1960s, and the Joseph Clark and High Bank schools were not big enough to contain all the children. So this new school was needed. And it was in 1969-70 that it was built on Brough Road, on the site of what was then Bendoak Farm, hence its then name, which was the Bendoak Junior School. Later, it amalgamated with Winsall Infants to become Winsall Village School.
Right, so it's the infants, as in what was it, Berry Hedge Lane? Is that the one?
No, the infants were actually on Hawfield Lane, and there's a housing there now. If you turn from the church into Hawfield Lane, on the left where you've got those newish houses, there was a school there, and that was the Winsall Infant School, and the one behind it as well, which I think is it was a youth club or something recently, wasn't it?
Yes, it's where those at this end of the village go to cast their vote there as well. And I think they also help out those who are find it difficult to remain within ordinary, normal education.
Before we finish, I'd just like to go on a little bit. The fact that I found two more schools.
Oh, right.
Not present day. But in the 1911 census, there were two other schools in the vicinity. They weren't actually in Winsall Village as such. They were both private schools. They were sort of what you might call dame schools, I suppose, that sort of thing.
Right.
One was on 6 Elms Road.
Okay.
And that was led by the Mrs. Salisbury. And I even remember that in my time as being the Salisbury School.
Okay.
And then on at 80 Sculpcliffe Road was a school run by Miss E. Day.
And of course, we've got further out. We have Bladen House School as well,
yes.
Which is a little bit of a trek to do on a prayer walk, but we remember them as well. Robert, thank you for all your wisdom in what you've given us as we've gone around the schools. But before we finish, we've got a couple more prayers. Firstly, we've mentioned teachers and assistants and governors and parents and carers. But last but by no means least, we pray for the children. And in particular at this time where the schools are currently, as we speak, not opened as normal, and children are being schooled usually, mainly at home. So we pray for all our children at this time. Lord God, we thank you for these children and young people at nursery, at school, academy and college. Help them to make the most of the opportunities that they have, to be diligent students, to play creatively and to know that you delight in them as they seek to follow you. Fill them afresh with your spirit and inspire them to walk in your ways. Amen. And as this is the end of our route, we come to the final bit of Before We Go Home, which is on our sheets. And so I say, Almighty God, your ascended Son has sent us into the world to preach the good news of your kingdom. Inspire us with your spirit and fill our hearts with the fire of your love, that all who hear your word may be drawn to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And being made one by the power of the Spirit, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So may the Spirit kindle in us the fire of God's love, Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. And so as we step away from this prayer walk, I'd like to thank Robert for giving of his time and the use of technology so that we could have this conversation together today. And I've learned a huge amount about our local schools. We wish you well in the coming days, weeks and months, and whatever pans out before us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I've thoroughly enjoyed doing it. Thank you.